Ovionic.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, how is that monumental, mythical man, Ty Bollinger, doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and believe it or not, Robert, I'm not mad at you this week.
Oh,
remember
thank goodness,
last week,
man.
It was your fault. Last week it was your fault that the book hadn't come out yet.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, where's Charlene defending me? Because I ended up, it wasn't me, right? Where was she, anyway?
Yeah, well, you know, she defended you later. She defended
you. Okay.
I think she was out doing some Thanksgiving shopping that day.
That's right. She was doing it well in advance. And, of course, much gratitude for all of our listeners each week to Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. We love getting together and doing our thing. And, of course, we love having you do it with us. And this is the time of gratitude, of L, vitamin L, getting the families together, getting friends together, going out and, you know, helping some folks that are in need of the help. And, again, we're here to do that. And you were out there, believe it or not, in Dealey Plaza last week. You gave us some updates as well on Sunday. And I know you sort of wanted to start with that because you might have some more information that folks might not be aware about.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to kind of quickly summarize what happened for those that maybe didn't hear. And, you know, just spend a couple minutes on that and then we can kind of get going. And by the way, I heard that you offended Super Don. He went out and didn't want to come back because you talked about coffee too much.
Yeah, he took off. It was just a coffee joke. He just took off. He's not with us. It's just you and me. I hope we can survive the hour.
Man, I'm a little bit anxious about not having Super Don around to cover us, but hey, let's see if we can make it.
I told everybody that all you had to do was call 866-939-2355. You would have stuck around, but there you go. Not fast enough on the dialers.
Not fast enough. Well, hey, yeah, so what happened, went down there Thursday. I'll just do a real quick synopsis. Went down there Thursday to Dealey Plaza with my brother. Got a chance to get in on the little protest with Alex Jones and crew for a few minutes. As soon as we got down there, they were starting to film, so we got in on that. It was fun for Charlene because they were actually streaming it on Ustream, and so she was able to actually see us on there in the protest. And nothing, you know, crazy or belligerent, just a real peaceful protest. A lot of good people down there. Hooked up with John B. Wells, good friend of mine up there, Coast to Coast AM host on the weekends. By the way, I'm on Coast to Coast this Saturday night for 3 hours talking about monumental myths. Hooked up with John B. Wells, went out to dinner, I was actually privileged enough to sit in on a roundtable discussion about the JFK assassination. It was at a little church in East Dallas along with Jim Mars, John B. Wells, Luke Radowski, We Are Change, and Judith Vary Baker, who was Lee Harvey Oswald's girlfriend, and had a really good time at that. And then woke up Friday morning. 50 years to the day. I mean, how is that, Robert? How odd is that? It actually fell on a Friday. 50 years to the day of the assassination. So we go down there, pick up John, headed downtown. Got Alex Jones and crew got there shortly after we did. We met in the park and just marched through the streets in the area that was not cordoned off, that we were allowed to march. See, there was an area that was cordoned off in Dallas that was a non-free speech zone. You were not allowed in there if you didn't have an armband. No speaking of conspiracy or anything opposing the official story was allowed. That's what the mayor said. It's wild. It sounds like North Korea, but no, that was Dallas, Texas. And the ceremony went for a couple hours. We marched peacefully. The only issue we had was a couple times we were in the road a little bit too much, and the police said if we didn't get out, they would arrest us. But overall, nothing major. And they had the moment of silence right at 12:30 for the assassination of Kennedy. And at that point, I just told John and my brother Ron, let's go grab something to eat. So we left, and no sooner we left, we got a call from Charlene. She asked if we were okay, and it turns out that they had removed the barricades after the ceremony was over. It was actually a court order from a judge there in Dallas County that had told the police they have to remove the barricades. It's unconstitutional to not let freedom of speech in there. And so after the thing was over, they removed the barricades and were going to let everybody into Dealey Plaza. And no sooner had Alex Jones and his crew from InfoWars and several people gone through the barricades than a big van full of at least 20, now maybe 30 DHS / Dallas sheriff working in tandem began to attack them and clubbed them, hit them, punched them, pushed them back. And it looked like a scene from Tiananmen Square, but it was actually Dallas, Texas. It was a peaceful protest. The thing that got me was that within a couple hours, the Dallas Morning News had run a story that said that it was a violent protest and that there was they were threatening and they were cursing and there was obscenities and profanity going from this crowd. That's just hogwash, pure rubbish. I was there. And there was nothing of the sort. It was families. There were little children that were there. There was no yelling, no screaming, no cursing, nothing, no kind of threats. It was just totally made-up story to make the protesters look bad. But in the end...
Let me ask you. I mean, obviously, you know, the free speech and non-free speech zones are patently unconstitutional. And you know, we talked earlier in the week about... the feds, along with the sheriff's departments, they're bribing sheriff's departments, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So the sheriffs are rolling over instead of constitutionally defending their people. But another aspect of immunity and immune system, I just ask you, because I saw how cold it was, like 30s and drizzling rain.
Yeah.
How are you not, like, coughing and sneezing today? Why are you not sick?
Hold that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Hey, you said that too early.
You were faking it. You were totally.
That was a fake.
Well.
Yeah, that was a fake cough. Now, you know, I take my beta glucan from Better Way Health every day. I brought my beta glucan. I brought my Carnivora. I was taking that every day, and I'm fine. And literally, there was a lot of people up there. It was the day that we got there, Thursday. It was warm. It hit 81 degrees in Dallas. By the time we got out of that deal Thursday night, that the roundtable discussion there at the church in East Dallas, it had dropped to the upper 30s, and it was raining. And it drizzled rain in the low 30s to mid-30s all day Friday as we went out.
That's the worst.
It's the worst for getting sick.
Geez. So, again, and this confirms what I did, too, on my 3 weeks of working out everywhere. I was traveling. I was doing my beta glucans. I was also doing the Carnivora, and, you know, I came through it with flying colors, so I'm glad to see it confirms it works for a big guy like you and a little guy like me equally.
Hey, you know what? We're walking the walk. We're talking the talk. We're talking about it. We're actually taking it, folks. You really need beta-glucan and Carnivora. You got to add those as a staple to your daily health regimen. They will help your immune system keep you well. That's what it's all about. It's about the immune system, and these are two better supplements to be taken on a daily basis.
Well, the links are there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also in Ty's newsletter, you'll see them. And if you want to take part in that, we have a special link top of the show notes and embedded further down. You'll see Ty's new book about monumental myths.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's available now. And an ebook version for people that get the newsletter. Special deal. Tell them about it.
Yeah, sure. That's something that I'm doing just kind of as a Thanksgiving special, the Monumental Myths book. Like I said, I'm no longer upset with RSB. I got the book out, so I'm no longer blaming him. But the book is out. It's done. It's ready for purchase. It's available on Amazon. It's available on the MythBusters.com website. But for my newsletter subscribers only, I just published my November newsletter today, and also for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners today, if you go to robertscottbell.com, there's a link there at the top of today's show notes. It's got like a horizontal picture of my publishing company. It's Infinity 510 Squared Partners, and it's got four of the books on that little banner. Click the banner. It will take you directly to the purchase page for the ebook, and if you enter the coupon code SAVE15, you'll save $15, and so no longer is it $24.97 for the download. It's only $9.97. So you'll never get a better deal on this ebook than these 3 days. It goes through Saturday. Save 15 is the coupon code. Just click there. There's no other way to access it. Believe me, there's no other websites I have pointing to there. It was only for my newsletter subscribers, but I wanted to open it up to all of our listeners today as well.
Very cool, very cool. Now, Monumental Myths, the new book, definitely get it. We'll tell you again about it a little later. I want to start with this story, diving headlong into it, because you know the reason the vaccine apologists, the people are screaming, oh, you parents that are not vaccinating your kids, you're so irresponsible, and of course specifically about the whooping cough shot, they say, oh, if you know, it's one thing that you think your kid's healthy, but man, they could spread it to everybody else. Well, guess what? It turns out that people getting the whooping cough shot are spreading it just as much, perhaps even more, than those not getting vaccinated. This is a big story, Ty.
It is a huge story. There's so many inconsistencies in there. You know, it says research suggests that while the vaccine may keep people from getting sick, it doesn't prevent them from spreading whooping cough. Okay, that's pertussis. Okay, whooping cough is pertussis.
Mm-hmm.
That's the P in the DPT vaccine. That doesn't make any sense to me. If it prevents you from getting sick, how are you going to spread it if you're not sick? I mean, I know that you could have, you know, the latent bacteria in your system or whatever, mm-hmm. but that doesn't make sense in and of itself. One of the things, I cover this in Monumental Myths. I've got a whole chapter on the mythology that's associated with vaccines. And one of the graphs that I was just looking at that I pulled from that from the book that I was looking at today, there's several graphs on the decline in the mortality rates associated with certain communicable diseases. Pertussis is one of them that's included in the book. And if you look at the graph that I have in the book, you'll see that the death rates from pertussis had decreased over 90% before they introduced the vaccine. So it goes back to what we always say, what actually caused the decrease in all of these communicable diseases. It wasn't the vaccines. It was clean hygiene. It was clean water. It was not drinking your feces in the water. It was good sanitation practices. Those were things that caused the decrease in the diseases. It was not the vaccines.
Well, exactly. And this, to me, this story is so big because I think it's even being put out there in the mainstream news stories. Mm-hmm. It acknowledges what we've said here. It is not only that it doesn't necessarily prevent the disease, but the whole argument against you moms and dads out there not letting your kids get this shot is that they're going to say you're irresponsible because your kid could be the responsible party to spread it to somebody else. Now, ha-ha on you, vaccine, apologists. It shows that your kids getting vaccinated are still spreading it, if that's indeed the case. So one argument, another argument taken away.
Yeah, that's a good point because that's a common argument against this. Is, hey, you're going to endanger my kid. Well, hey, NBC News article out today. That's not mainstream enough for you. I don't know what is. Shows you that it's not going to stop. The vaccine will not stop them from spreading it. So they're going to have to come up with another straw man for us. Here's another interesting thing about the vaccine, the DPT vaccine. By
right on the break
Pasteur.
Here.
Yeah, you know what? Well, let's pick it up at the other side of the break.
Okay, we'll do that. Also, if we were here to tell you that XYZ supplement can actually cure cancer and we were selling it, the FTC would be all over us. Why aren't they all over healthcare.gov for lying, for false advertising? We'll talk about that as well with Ty Bollinger. It is Outside the Box Wednesday, TMB, RSB together again. Having a great time? Give us a call, 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You like your health, freedom, and healing liberty, and then you absolutely love Outside the Box Wednesdays here with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I certainly do. Having a great time gearing up for Thanksgiving, but also covering the news that the others won't cover in this manner, in this way. And we were just talking about the whooping cough shot, not only its failure to prevent, but also to prevent transmission, which was the shocker. But you've seen the DPT inserts, TMB, and they are shocking in and of themselves.
They are shocking, Robert. The package insert for the DPT vaccine by Sanofi Pasteur, which it's actually the trade name is called Tripedia, but the package insert for the Tripedia vaccine, which is DPT, shows three adverse reactions that can be associated with that vaccine. They are SIDS, autism, and anaphylactic reaction. Now that is unbelievable that on the package insert it shows that the DPT vaccine can cause autism, yet we have all these deniers out there that will say, hey, there's no association with these vaccines and autism. It says it on the package insert. It says SIDS on the package insert. We had a friend, one of Charlene's best friends from a couple decades ago, lost a child. Her baby boy died one night. She thought for years that it was her fault because she was told that he cried himself to death. And they called it SIDS. Babies don't cry themselves to death. Crying is not a fatal experience. You die from something else. And so, and he was recently vaccinated. So I wonder, did this little boy actually die from a vaccine? But it's amazing to me that it's actually hidden in plain sight, right on the package insert. They're covering themselves. They're saying, hey, may cause autism, anaphylactic shock, or SIDS, but still go ahead and take it.
You know, absolutely incredible. Another layer of incredulity here, but not surprising. Now, if we look at the government in bed with Big Pharma, of course, the CDC, an active promotion and marketing wing of the pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex, we go, where's the turnabout that's fair play? Like, you know, we talk about speaking the truth and revealing the facts about dietary supplements and the healing that they can bring to the body. And, of course, FTC, FDA, all over stuff like that. What about when the executive branch of government lies to you, flat out lies to you, for instance, about Obamacare, healthcare.gov, all of their claims? Where is the FTC in prosecuting them? Of course, maybe that'd be too much to ask because they'd have to prosecute themselves too.
Yeah. I mean, it's truly amazing, RSV, that the government's getting away with the lies about Obamacare, with the falsehoods that are on healthcare.gov. You know, if you were the head of a large publicly traded corporation and you came out and you just flat out lied to the public, you lied to your shareholders the way that we have been lied to about Obamacare, you would be probably in jail by now, and there would be several lawsuits against you and your company for lying. This is I was talking about over the break with you. This is the definition of malfeasance, right? I mean, it's used in regards to performance on a contract, and it's the act of outright sabotage in which one party of the contract, they commit an act which causes intentional damage to the other party. We know that they knew about this. So this fits into the definition of malfeasance. I mean, the party that incurs the damage resulting from malfeasance is entitled to a civil lawsuit and settlement that way. And this would fit underneath that umbrella. I mean, I would not be surprised if we don't see some civil lawsuits resulting from this. But like you said, though, it's almost as if the government has a completely different set of standards than anybody else in this country. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. They can lie as many times as possible and never be held to account for it.
Well, it is a bit frustrating when you see that, but you recognize that, you know, our founders, if we talk about the history of these United States, the Republic for which it once stood, was designed to limit that kind of damage of a strong mm-hmm. centralized federal bureaucracy, and now they've become the de facto arbiters of what is healthy, what is not, when they have no earthly idea how to take care of themselves. I mean, it's an absurdist notion. If you step back from all the intimidation of big government or not, you step back and you go, how did this happen? And even if you don't know how it happened, how are we continuing to enable it to happen?
Well, I think a lot of us are enabling it to happen by our silence. What's the quote that all it takes for tyranny to win is for good men to say nothing? And mm-hmm. so I think a lot of Americans are enabling this by their silence. They're being intimidated. You know, I was corresponding with a good buddy of mine down in Brazil on Skype earlier today, and he's a black fella. And I said, hey, man, why don't you come on and try to defend me? Because I've gotten some nasty emails from people calling me a racist lately because I'm against Obamacare. And he just laughed. He said, isn't it funny that if you're against Obamacare, you're by definition a racist, and you can't really speak your mind because you're being intimidated by the government?
Well, you know, as one of my guests, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, said, he's only half black, and we only dislike the white part of him.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Or how about the part that lies? We don't like that either. All right, we'll be right back. Starfish are melting. There's an update, and Ty Bollinger has it. And we'll be back to talk about it after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, each day after the show, if you don't already know about it, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, we do RSB 180, a look back, a look sideways, a look see into the future. And in fact, Super Don, since he ran away because we mentioned coffee the wrong end, maybe Ty, if you're available after the show today, you and I could do an RSB 180 without him.
Okay, we can do that. No problem.
What do you think about that? Okay, so it could be a surprise RSB 180. You can only see it in the show notes or at RSB Media Channel.
If it's RSB 180, wouldn't that be BSR?
Yeah, if we do it backwards. Or with RSB TMB 180, it's all too confusing. I don't know. We'll get there. We'll see. But now, feel for the starfish. There's a great parable, a story of a kid who's on a beach, and you know, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of starfish had washed up onto the shore. And this little kid is picking up each starfish, you know, one at a time, putting it back in the ocean. And an adult, you know, is watching this and goes, kid, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing? There's hundreds of thousands of starfish. What does it matter? And the kid looked up at him, didn't blink, and said, well, it matters to this starfish. And put
That's
it right,
right
back. Right?
That's right.
And what a powerful message that is. It matters. That's why we try to help anybody who's ready to be helped. And if you can help somebody, do so. Not against their will, but these starfish need a lot of help.
They do. And we were speaking about that over the break. I've got a chapter in Monumental Myths about Fukushima. And so this, in my opinion, this is happening because of the radioactive materials that are coming over from Fukushima and across the Pacific that are building up in the food chain. I mean, as I mentioned to you over the break, researchers from I think it was from some kind of agency over in Japan in 2012, they had been testing 10 different points in the Pacific, and they were checking for radioactive contaminants in the plankton. And they found at the end of 2012 that all 10 points that they were regularly collecting data from, there was radioactive cesium that was just through the roof in all the plankton. And as you know, the plankton and all the radiation that's in the plankton moves up the food chain, right? They through the fish, the whales, the seals, and all, you know, whenever the larger fish eat the smaller fish and the smaller ones eat the plankton and so forth, it moves up the food chain. So something is causing all of these deaths in the sea life in the Pacific Ocean. And I think, I mean, as a matter of fact, there was a story recently that I read that the herring along the coast of Canada, the western coast of Canada, are bleeding from their gills and their fins and their tails and their bellies and I think even their eyeballs. Something's causing them to do this. Something's causing the starfish to die off. And this has not happened before now. What's happened in the last few years that's different? Well, Fukushima radiation's moving across the ocean. Could it be responsible? I think it might be.
Well, and remember, the authorities and officials are going to say, well, it's some strange microbe or a virus or something that they'll do. But recognize that it may be partially true, because with ongoing exposure to radiation, low, medium, or even high levels, you are going to suppress immunity. You're going to destroy the immune system, and then opportunistic infections will arise. So if they can point and say, oh, my gosh, it's a microbe, they can, you know, kind of distance themselves from this disaster that is Fukushima and nuclear energy.
Yeah, exactly. And it does compromise the immune system. There was a 2012 article, I think it was in April of 2012, on MSNBC, and they had reported that the seals and the polar bears are having loss of hair, you know, fur loss. They're having open wounds. They're being found with, like, a lot of external maladies that are like that, which are obvious signs of radiation burns and immune system failure.
These are the warning signs. These are the warning, the canaries in the ocean mine, so to speak, that we really need to pay attention to. You know, TMB, RSB here, we're talking about increasing selenium levels. We do the EMF detox I recommend from King Bio. You talk about the clay baths, to the magnetic clay to remove. All of these strategies have to be implemented now, not later.
Yeah, and you know what, Robert? It's not just in the water. People think, well, hey, as long as I don't go in the ocean or eat fish, I'm okay. It's coming over in the air, too. Look, question, why have the Alaskan halibut been found to have high levels of radiation? Halibut don't migrate. So how can they have high levels of radiation? I'll tell you why. The radioactive plumes are coming across the ocean onto land. They're coming across the ocean not just on land. They're coming across and they're getting in the water, too. So it's not just the water. It's the air. It's the radioactive plumes are coming across. They're getting on water and land. And so they're contaminating not just the sea life. They're contaminating those creatures that are living on the land as well.
Well, tell me, Ty, what we got to look forward to as well, if you can survive the infectious disease because of immune suppression, we're looking forward, not happily, to explosions of cancer clusters in areas that are more exposed than others. And there's a big story out about a dad pleading for unapproved cancer drug, and he dies. And, you know, I think it's a ridiculous thing that we have to ask and beg the government for cancer cures. I mean, that alone is just, it's so backwards. We've got to stop this and start saying it is our right, and the states and the people need to stand up to the feds like they have on the cannabis and other issues like that and go, no, enough. The people need access to anything and everything they feel is right.
Yeah, they do. And this is a sad story. It's a 41-year-old man that had died. And I don't even know what he was pleading with the drug companies to be able to use, or the FDA maybe, I don't know. But he was pleading with the powers that be to be able to use some kind of an experimental drug to treat the cancer. Do you even know what it was, Robert?
I don't know the details on it. I just know that this sounds eerily similar to what Jonathan Emord had fought against the FDA to support the efforts of someone who had a child with cancer and was saying, hey, give us the access to experimental drug treatments, and the FDA refused. Why? Why should the FDA be the arbiter? Are they the king, or they the queen, or the emperor? Well, in today's America, that's what we have. It's called a bureaucratic oligarchy.
Yeah, they are. They are sitting in the catbird seat, and they make the decisions. And if it means that you die because they decide you don't deserve a treatment, then you die. And so, you know, I don't know. Would he have been better off trying an experimental drug? I don't know. But should he have the right to do it? Absolutely.
Right.
He should have the right to do whatever he wants to try to treat his disease, period. There should not be any bureaucratic nonsense getting in the way of him, you know, saving his own life. What I thought, though, when I read this article was, hey, get ready for Obamacare.
this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah. This is a foretelling of the future with Obamacare. This is what it's going to be like. It's you're not going to receive the treatment that you think you need. And I say think you need because a lot of treatments are unnecessary and won't really heal you. But should you have access to them? Yes, absolutely. You should have access to whatever treatment you want in this land of the free, home of the brave.
Now, for those of you listening to us and saying we would support this man's access to experimental drugs, we would, even though we wouldn't use them ourselves because we have a different perception of how to address cancer and reverse it. Of course, if you haven't read Cancer, Step Outside the Box, you may not know yet all the things you will when you get it. But this is really the issue. We're defending even doctors, oncologists to use experimental treatments as long as they're fully informing the patients about what they know or don't know about it. Unfortunately, they don't often reveal the disastrous, let's say, success, if you can call it that, of traditional oncology, because they just basically say we don't compare it to anything natural because we don't allow anything natural.
Well, it has to do with informed consent, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have informed consent if you're not aware of the potential negative outcomes of a treatment. And that's the problem that I have with a lot of the conventional treatments, is that there is no informed consent. They don't tell you the dangers. But if they did, and you're well aware of the dangers, and you decide that that's your choice, then more power to you. We're here for freedom. And if people want to use an experimental drug and try it out, then that's their choice. It should not be the government's decision in any case what you choose to treat your illness. It should be your choice. So we're here for freedom to choose natural methods. We're also here for freedom to choose experimental drugs if that's what you choose.
If that's what you want.
Yeah, without somebody getting in your way, some bureaucrat saying, no, you know what, we just don't think that's good for you.
Right, and another layer to the irony here, Ty, and you know this also well, the FDA itself approves substances that cause cancer, the hydrogenated oils and the different things you find in potato chips and fried snacks, the acrylamides, and now they're coming out, decades later going, well, maybe not, maybe you shouldn't eat them. And it's like as if they want applause or a pat on the back for doing a mea culpa decades after they've created cancer via their approval process.
Yeah, it's like, why are you coming out here now, 40 years later, to tell us this? We already know this. And now it's interesting, when I've posted before on acrylamide and how dangerous it is. It's a chemical that's formed when you superheat carbohydrates, basically, and when you superheat them over like 248 degrees Fahrenheit, I think it is. That's when acrylamide forms, and it's a carcinogen. It's a known cancer causer. I've posted about acrylamides, and I'll get people, they'll say, you're just a quack. There's no scientific proof for this at all. But now, FDA's coming out and saying, well, you know what? They're right. It is cancer-causing chemical. So I guess now that the FDA admits it, that now we're no longer quacks.
Yeah, they're not going to go that far, of course. But even though, hey, you point out, you go, oh, you're right. TMB, RSV, they're right.
Yeah, they're right about that. They're still quacks.
Yeah, right. We can't have them talking about that. Our friend Tony Isaacs, he got on some list yesterday. Did you see that? He was made a dangerous man.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Charlene showed me that today. He posted it and said, hey, I'm a dangerous guy. I think it was called the list of loons. And he was number 793 in the nation on the list of loons. And so, I told him, I emailed him back today. And I said, hey, I'm jealous. I didn't make the list. So I'm jealous. I'll live through you.
Right, exactly. No, that's a badge of honor when you're called a quack by the establishment.
It is. It is. Well, guess who's number one on the list, Robert?
Who's number one?
Mike Adams.
Our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. That's why he's such a good friend, because he has stood up against all of those phonies on the, let's say, those that side with the official story on anything and everything, pharmaceutical and, you know, all the corruption associated with big government and its investment in our disease-creating process machinery so that it can ride in on a government's horse to save us from that which it created, which is the point of the whole hydrogenated oil story we covered last week.
Yeah, yeah, I was really proud to see that, that Mike's number one. So yeah, we'll have to live vicariously through him till we get on the list, RSB.
Mike's number one. Mike's number one. And, you know, he's teasing us because there's a big announcement coming up January, I believe the 7th. He's going to be right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, letting loose on it. With all of the things he's doing in establishing and setting up this lab, you know, he's been doing a lot of lab work and studies into food and supplements. It's going to blow away the regulators. They're not going to know what to do, what he's going to expose. It's going to be amazing. So everybody look forward to that. We got a lot of good things happening here on naturalnewsradio.com, Natural News. We got, of course, Ty Bollinger, TMB, and his books. What's the Monumental Myth book is going to shake it up, too.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so. I think it'll shake it up, at least. It's shaking me up. It's shaking me up thus far. Just the research in and of itself.
If you're shaken or if you're stirred, I think it's about time for a moment of you-know-what. We're going to come back with that. Especially for those married couples. We're going to see if you're going to make it through and have a long-lasting marriage. We all hope that you do. But here's a warning sign that might mean you're not. We'll reveal that on the other side of this brief commercial break. Say thanks to our sponsors. They're here to help us all.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know, occasionally when we go outside the box, we go inside the marriage, because TMB, happily married man, RSB, happily married man, yeah, we you know, we have our things. We know we got to work at it. It's not just like we get married, get the rings, have the wedding, do the honeymoon, if you do, and that's it. You just, oh, now it's coast time. No, we always got to work at these things. But if we can ever give kind of marriage perspectives, we want to do that. And sometimes there's even, let's say, scientific evidence to back up some things that I'd say most everybody should know. We certainly know. And now you're going to know, because it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Marriage Moment of Duh, brought to you by, Ty, what is it brought to us by?
It's brought to you by the Association of Happily Married Alcoholics.
Or at least half of the marriage that way. What kind of crazy stuff is this? This is an amazing moment of duh.
I saw this article and I just laughed. I thought that has to be a moment of duh. The gist of the article is that couples that were either both of them are alcoholics or they drink heavily, or both of them don't drink, they tend to have longer marriages than a couple where one of them gets smashed all the time 24/7 and the other one doesn't drink.
The other doesn't. So if I gather this right, they figured this out, that people who drink together or people that don't drink together, they do okay, the same level of divorce rate. But if it's one spouse that drinks and one doesn't, or vice versa, big trouble, big divorce rates on the way.
Yeah, well, which seems patently obvious to me. I'm sure it does to you too. If you got one of two spouses is just smashed all the time, he or she's going to be obnoxious, belligerent, forgetful, insensitive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where the other one's not. I mean, that's not going to last very long. So that seems patently odd. One thing they didn't say in the story was that is this liquor they're drinking, wine, organic beer? I mean, what's their beverage of choice?
I don't know. Are they doing schnapps or Manischewitz pina colada coconetta? I don't know. Yeah, it makes it. And it brings up a big perspective on marriage, I think, that we could probably both agree on, is that when we have kids, not you and me, you know what I'm saying, that it might be a good idea to talk. It might be a good idea to talk to your spouse about how you want to raise them. Whether it be a religious issue and this aligns in a lot of cases, the vaccine issue more than anything.
causing some really nasty issues when one spouse says, yes, vaccinate, and the other one doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's why I feel really blessed, because Charlene and I are really on the same page, not just with the health issues, the vaccine issues and all mm-hmm. that, but as far as everything, all of these issues that I deal with, all of these monumental myths that I talk about in my latest book. I mean, we see eye to eye on all these things. It would be a very difficult marriage if one of you got it and had waked up to the New World Order and all of these things that are happening that are conspiracy realities, and the other one was mm-hmm. still, you know, fast asleep with their head in the ground. That would be a difficult marriage.
I tell you what, I mean, I'm not an officially licensed marriage counselor, nor would I accept a license to do it, but if someone asks, you know, and I talk to some, you know, people, the newlyweds-to-be, those are some key issues. I say, you know, there are things you can work out in a marriage. There are differences. Yeah. I mean, we're all different, and a lot of the differences can be complementary. But when you talk about one spouse drinking and doing drugs and the other one not, that's not going to work. And
no.
Same thing when you have kids. One believes in, you know, modern medicine for everything versus
right.
the extreme cases where you know it's appropriate. And that's a big, big issue, especially
it
if
is.
You're not there, don't have kids. That's my opinion.
It is a huge issue. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting that you said we should talk to our kids about it. We have talked to our kids about it. We've talked to them about, you know, their future spouses, that, you know, Lord willing, that God has a future spouse in mind for them, and they're brought together with this person. They better be awake to what's going on. That's one of the prerequisites for our kids. They're going to find a spouse that is not mm-hmm. a lemming, that's not a sheeple, that has their eyes open to the truth.
Yeah.
So that's
the way you're raising the kids, the way we are, they're not going to go for lemmings. So I can tell you that. Now, thankful, very grateful, vitamin G. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Thankful for
yes.
you, TMB, and your family. We can get together each week. We need to give some love and gratitude to those sponsors that make this possible. If you haven't already contacted Better Way Health, got some beta-1,3-D-glucan and other things they have, they're at 800-746-7640. 800-746-7640, keeping you strong through the holidays, as well as our good friend Richard Ostro at Carnivora.
Yeah, 866-836-8735 is the number for Carnivora. So pick it up. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone. Really hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And you too, RSB. Have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow, my friend.
You as well. Eat up, drink up, detoxify, have fun. Lots of hugs, lots of love, lots of gratitude. And remember this, the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.